You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What the f*** just happened, Roy? Right. I just need you to talk for a while because I am angry at everyone. I'm angry at the refs. I'm angry at Barkov and Huberto for being invisible. I'm mad at Uyghur. I'm mad at these fans. We can get into all that. You go first. Just talk as much as you can because I am only angry. I'm emotional. That is as demoralizing a loss as I've ever seen in person. I'm emotional. I don't want to talk. Go ahead.
All right. So let me describe the final goal here for you. So Lightning score with 2 seconds left. What happened was Nikita Kucherov ended up going into the zone, and he was being covered by Gustav Forsling. Unfortunately, Mackenzie Uyghur chased after
Nikita Kucherov. Decided to go behind the net, thinking that that was a more vulnerable spot than in front of the net. All right, I'm sorry. I talked. I said I wouldn't.
So, yeah. So both of the Panthers defensemen ended up being behind the goal line, and Ross Colton ended up going to the spot where Mackenzie Uyghur was. And Kucherov, with a blind pass, ends up on the stick of Colton with 2 seconds left and Lightning win. Now, keep in mind, in this game, the Panthers end up going 0 for 25 for the entire playoffs on their power play.
0 for 25. Let's just set that. Let's just say that again. Say it slower, and let's just let it sit.
On 25 power play opportunities, the Florida Panthers scored on 0 of them. None of them.
And that has been a strength all year. No, I mean, I know they've been good 5 on 5 all year, mm-hmm. but it's...
Roy! It's bad.
I mean, I know hockey's weird. Of all the sports, if you go down 2-0, right? Basketball, baseball, you're most likely to come back in hockey. Like, we go get a win on Sunday, and it's kind of back to normal. But it's just, oh my God, that was demoralizing. I was looking forward to overtime. I was like, we get to overtime. This is where we thrive. We've won so many games in overtime this year. And then with 3 seconds left, I've never seen a buzzer beater in hockey in person, especially with a game of this magnitude. I don't know what to do with myself right now.
You can look forward to game 3 in Tampa on Sunday. That's what we can do. And all the Panthers can do right now is just take it one game at a time. And I hate that saying, but that's the only thing they can do. You got to focus on game 3 after this one.
I know everyone, and I know the casual hockey fans just pile on Uyghur right now. Uyghur's the guy that's catching the brunt of all of this.
No. He deserves it.
But I mentioned at the front, and these guys can't skate here, no pun intended. Huberto, Barkov, where have they been this series? Where have they been this whole playoffs? I know they had a couple games against the Washington, but they have not been Huberto and Barkov. And that, like,
We were looking at Jonathan Huberto tonight, and it just didn't seem like his stick handling was there. It's like, is slipping off of his stick. It just wasn't there. Now, game one, he had that amazing pass to Anthony Duclair.
The first goal. Yep. For the only Duclair's goal. I mean, Velasquez. What the f*** his name is? Velasquez.
Vasilevsky.
Whatever, man. Whatever his f***ing name is. I'm so angry at how good he is. Dude, before we got that goal, we were down 1-0. I'm just like, how do you score on this guy? He's the best goalie ever.
Well, they went high block aside, which is what I said they were going to end up doing.
You were so right on that. Reinhardt had so many shots tonight. Reinhardt, you could tell, every shot, up, 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 up.
Well, the one thing that the Panthers did end up doing was in transition, they started shooting the puck instead of going the extra pass there, and that worked out there on the goal for Luce Reinen.
Can I yell at the fans?
Sure.
Now, I'm not claiming to be some hockey expert, okay? I'm just as new to this as a lot of fans in here. But the frustration that these fans were giving to the Panthers, and I know you said it, 0 for 25, that's frustrating. But the Panthers know the Panthers know that they're 0 for 25. Booing them, like 30 seconds into a power play, where they have control of the puck, but they just haven't shot yet, and the crowd is booing them. Shut up.
Well, here's the thing.
Shut up.
Here's the thing.
They know what they're doing more than you do. Hey, 48-year-old guy behind me in row 9. Hey, guy, shut up and stop telling Barkov when to shoot. All right. It can't help them. If the crowd is getting irritable, it was palpable. Every power play, if they got 1 minute in and they hadn't scored, the fans turned on them. It turned into a road game. I get it. It's frustrating. Over 25 is terrible. But why are you booing them? It doesn't help. This is their home arena. I was literally in my seat like, shut up. What are you? You're trying to make it worse? You think they're going to play better if you boo?
Here's the thing with this.
Billy Lindsay walking by, giving Roy goodbye. Look at you. You're a made man around here.
Well, here's the thing with the power play. It's a bad idea to shoot the puck when the shooting lanes are blocked, and that's what happened.
But these idiots are just like, shoot, shoot. It's like, they know what they're doing. I get it. They're in a slump. I get it. It's frustrating. I'm frustrated too, but I'm not going to sit there and act like I know when to shoot more than when Lundell knows when to shoot or when Huberto knows. I know I'm criticizing them. I'm just saying I'm mad at everyone. I'm just saying the fans turned on this team. Until we got that goal late in the second period, I felt like the fans were just going to start booing. Like, this team, this crowd is not an experience. And myself, I include myself in that. This crowd is not an experienced hockey crowd. They're vulnerable. They're emotional. They're down and then they're high. I'm mad at everybody right now. I don't know why I'm taking out the crowd. They were too hard on the team tonight during the power plays, even though that the team sucks during power plays. Be better, crowd. Support your guys.
All right. The Panthers went with a 5-4 power play in this situation, and they were passing. They had to pass because they had to get these guys out of position.
That's what I mean. Like, it's like oh thanks. Oh, they don't want to score. So glad you guys are yelling shoot. They didn't want to score until they heard you yell shoot.
Well,
I'm mad at everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you should be. The Panthers, they were able to get the puck down low once on one of the power plays, and they got a pass off that just missed the stick. Yeah. Just missed the stick, and they probably could have ended up scoring on that one. But you got a pass to get these guys out of position. They get the puck in the middle of the slot. Three guys in front of the net in a line for the Lightning. Just right there. Able to block a shot just in case. And when they pass the puck, they're able to get back into position, again, blocking shooting lanes. Like, they have a good penalty kill. That's just the way it is. Yeah. And this Lightning team is depleted. I saw four Lightning players going to the locker room tonight because they got banged up.
And we
four.
Still can't win.
This team is not deep. This team's not deep. They're injured. They still don't have Brady.
You're talking about the team that's up 2-0.
And up 2-0.
Hockey, be hockey. Can we just beg, before we send this off to... Actually, I don't even know we're sending this off. I think Dan and Juju are doing...
They're doing their own thing.
Yeah, they're doing their thing with Tom and Amin. So I think this is just it. We're not sending it off. The Panthers, I mean, the Heat are losing too. So it's not like...
It's doubly bad tonight. Yeah, night. Awesome.
I mean, maybe they're coming back. But as of right now, they were down like 25 at the half.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well... I mean, I know hockey can be hockey. Can we say a prayer for hockey to be hockey? Hockey. Our hockey, who art in on the ice, hallowed be thy ice.
Wait, you Catholic?
What's going on? Just be hockey tonight? Not tonight. On Sunday, be hockey. Let the Panthers get a win. Once we get that win, we're back.
Well, at least somebody won $160,000 in the 50-50 raffle.
Don't even get me started on that. I spent $100 on that raffle.
I almost put $20 down to that one.
I just want to get one number right. There's like 12 numbers in that number. I just want to get the first number right one time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, the first number I see it, loser. $100 down the drain.
Everybody's got the first number. It's the second number.
No, I don't even get the first number usually.
What?
I never, dude, I'm telling you, there are so many people that play this thing, you don't even get the first number.
So zero instead of one. That's what happened?
Wow. I'm done with the Woods.
Of course you are. Final score 2-1. Tampa wins game two. Panthers going to Tampa for game three on Sunday. Until whenever, Roy Bellamy with Chris Cody. Signing off.
Hockey, be hockey.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.